Chapter 10, The Guardian of the Gate. It was some time before the cowardly lion awakened, for he had lain among the poppies a long while, breathing in their deadly fragrance. But when he did open his eyes and rolled off the truck, he was very glad to find himself still alive.
"I ran as fast as I could,"
he said, sitting down and yawning.
"The flowers were too strong for me. How did you get me out?"
Then they told him of the field mice, and how they had generously saved him from death. And the cowardly lion laughed and said,
"I've always thought myself very big and terrible, yet such little things as flowers came near to killing me, and such small animals as mice have saved my life. How strange it all is. But, comrades, what shall we do now?"
"We must journey on until we find the road of yellow brick again,"
said Dorothy.
"And then we can keep on to the Emerald City."
So, the lion being fully refreshed, and feeling quite himself again, they all started upon the journey, greatly enjoying the walk through the soft, fresh grass. And it was not long before they reached the road of yellow brick and turned again toward the Emerald City, where the great Oz dwelt. The road was smooth and well-paved now, and the country about was beautiful, so that the travelers rejoiced in leaving the forest far behind, and with it the many dangers they had met in its gloomy shades. Once more they could see fences built beside the road, but these were painted green, and when they came to a small house in which a farmer evidently lived, that also was painted green. They passed by several of these houses during the afternoon, and sometimes people came to the doors and looked at them as if they would like to ask questions, but no one came near them nor spoke to them because of the great lion, of which they were very much afraid. The people were all dressed in clothing of lovely emerald green color and wore peaked hats like those of the Munchkins.